This is the new hype show.
Welcome back to the new hype show. Welcome. It's your boy Biz. I'm back and I'm black. Yo, I wanted to say, man, I'm feeling a way, man. You know what? I guess it's my fault because my last few episodes, my numbers ain't been that high. And I'm usually not caring about numbers. I'm a dude that I told you, one person go listen to my show and I'll be content. But my numbers wasn't as popping. But I blame myself because I haven't really honestly been pushing my show since the release of my album. So that's sort of my fault. And not even sort of. It is my fault. Nobody to blame but myself. So I'm taking the accountability for it. That's my own fault. I'm looking at my numbers. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Y'all leaving me? But I realized, I said, damn, since Doreen's Favorite, which takes precedent over everything right now, I haven't been putting a promo into my show because I usually do promote my show. But I'm going to see. I really need a team now because, you know, everything, I've always done everything myself. You know, always put up money for myself and do what I got to do myself. You know, self-sufficient, self-contained. Please, if you haven't already, please go out, stream, download, whatever you want to do, bootleg it. Please listen to Doreen's Favorite. It's my offering. It's my hip-hop offering, finally donated to the culture, because I take and take so much from hip-hop that I wanted to give. So this is my offering to the culture. This is my present. This is my, you know, my baby. You know, I was on the phone, actually, with a good friend of mine, and you know, he was talking about the album. And mind you, this guy's the harshest critic. He was just like, man, he said, you nailed it with this one. And I really appreciate it, especially because coming from this guy, man, sheesh. He's one of those, man. You got to be seamless with this guy. And I've been getting back a lot of feedback from people when everyone, it's either, yo, you pick perfect beats. Your storytelling was immaculate. I love your voice. You know, I felt that. Yo, that happened to me. Yo, this story is crazy. Especially for people that grew up in New York City. If you're not from New York City, I still say, listen to the album. It's still an experience because, you know, I'm not from Cali, but I can tell you all of Ice Cube's albums made me feel as if I was from Compton. So I want those. I mean, well, when you're from the hood, you're from everywhere. Because I say that it's a hood everywhere you go. So relatability is a mother. We all got the hood stories. We all have that story, you know? So if you're from Cleveland, you're from Compton, you're from Seattle, trust me, you can relate. You know what I mean? Trust me. I mean, except the immigrant part, but, you know, you can relate. So please check out my offering, Doreen's Favorite. I'm proud of it. I'm extremely excited for it. Like, it just came out. It's like a new baby. Once you create some art and put it out, it belongs to the world. Now it's no longer yours. So I'm sharing this with the world. So it's yours. Here you go. It's a gift. Really excited about it, man. So I've said this in the past, and I've never actually done an episode. So today, you're going to get I'm calling this episode the Yeezy Experience. Just a little history on myself, some background. For those that listen to the show, for the new listeners, I don't want to assume anyone knows me. But I do come from an acting background. You know, I did my first movie back in 2004. Shout out to Greg Palms. I always give him his roses. He put me in my first film. And I played a Greek god in a film. It's embarrassing. If you ever find it, burn your eyes. You know, get some Visine. I did a terrible job. But I had to do it. You know, I had to. Excuse me. I'm also a screenwriter as well. I write a lot. You know, got a couple of shows in post-production right now. I've done background work on a lot of popular shows. And to my dismay, yes, I haven't had an acting job since 2017. Well, a professional acting job since 2017. I have worked on a show 2018, 2019. Yeah, I did work on a show, but behind the big screen and professionally from my casting agency, I haven't done work since 2017. I did get the last call I got. No, in fact, I did get calls after that, but it was unfortunate due to scheduling. I couldn't take the shows. I got I don't want to say the names of the shows because I always get disappointed, but they were pretty high stakes, big name shows. I couldn't take the shows, and these were shows that I prayed on that I would get. You know, I've throughout, you know, my journey, of course, I've always helped people out, and no matter where, no matter what facet, you know, no matter what arena I'm at, I've helped, you know, a few friends become SAG members. I'm not even a SAG member. I've helped friends become SAG members. It's crazy, right? The way I would always, you know, I always feel like I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. So I put them onto the acting, got them in certain agencies and things like that, and they've gone on to do great things. I see them working. And, you know, throughout the acting journey, you meet a lot of people. You'll see a lot of people on set. You'll see some of your friends getting gigs on Facebook. I never forget this day, and I think I told this story before. Winston Duke. I was a friend of mine. We were working out at Blink Fitness on Flatbush, and a gentleman came over. Nice guy. Very nice guy. Hey, could I work out with you guys? We're like, sure, come through, you know, do some sets with us. He came through. He did some sets, and we started, you know, chopping it up. He told me, hey, I'm an actor. You know, I've done Law and Order. I was like, oh, you know, he did look familiar. We exchanged information. Fast forward, it was Winston Duke. We all know him as Nubuku from Black Panther. The big dude, the big Trini dude. Yeah, man. I vividly remember him getting the gig for Black Panther. I remember he auditioned. He would share the information on Facebook. I remember the private planes with him and Chadwick Boseman. It was amazing watching his come up. I'm so proud of that brother. But yeah, man, you'll meet a lot of people. You know, I met a lot of people on set, you know. But man, those gigs that I turned down, it hurt, man. It hurt me till this day. But I'm going to get back into it. And I told you, I'm coming back full force because I have a lot of... I ended up writing at least 4 new screenplays of shows that will be in development real soon. And with that being said, I need y'all to check out Mophi TV. I'm on the board. It's a, you know, a television app. Please download the app. We're over a million. We're probably over a million now right now. Mophi TV. MOBFI TV. You can download it on all platforms. So, yeah, I come from an acting background. I've done, my resume, it was building. So, anywho, at the time, one of the agencies reached out to me about doing Kanye's show. I forgot Yeezy season 2, maybe. Could have been season 2, season 3. And, of course, I'm like, Kanye? Hell yeah. I love Kanye. Hell yeah, that's my guy. And I had copped the Yeezy 750s. I had a pair of those. I was able to, you know, luck up and score those. So anyways, the excitement was building for the fashion show. I got the correspondence back and say, hey, listen, you know, me, I'm always clean cut. But on the correspondence, I already had my hair cut. The correspondence said, I want you to look homeless. I'm like, damn, I already got my cut. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to uncut. How the hell you uncut your hair, right? Sounds crazy. So anyways, I hit up the agency, said, hell yeah, I'm going to go. So they sent me the information. They said, all right, you're going to go. You're going to meet up here. You're going to meet up at Madison Square Garden at 6 or 7 a.m. So me, I'm always early. Always early, always on time. That's very important to me. I never forget. It was a brick-ass day. That shit was brick-ass. You're in New York, you know what I'm talking about. Brick-ass. It was crazy. That's how cold it was. So we out there waiting. Finally, the bus came. They told us to meet us at MSG. The show was going to be at Madison Square Garden, right? So, boom. We get on the bus. They shuttle all of us to Jersey. That's where hair and makeup and that's where wardrobe was going to be. So, we got in the room, whatever. They told us to pick out these outfits. They gave me, like, a polo sweater. This polo sweater where it looks like some futuristic... You know, the show looks like we was in a futuristic refugee camp type shit. So I had this beige sweater on. They allowed me to keep my Yeezys. They was like, yo, if you have Yeezys on your feet, you Gucci, you good. So I kept my Yeezys on. Of course, I'm wearing Yeezys at the Yeezy show. Makes sense, right? So me and another young man, he's from Philly. We became familiar, you know what I mean? His name is The Influence. He's a musician. Me and the young man, you know, prior to that, backtrack, they took our phones away. We couldn't keep no phones there. So they took our phones away. They put it away, whatever. So we're doing the show now. No, I'm lying. I'm skipping over mad parts. I'm wilding. So anyways, yeah, I'm doing getting the clothes now. So we finally get the outfits. It took mad long. I'm like, oh my God. And me, I'm impatient. But when you work in the acting field, it's this thing called hurry up and waiting. There'll be a lot of waiting, but waiting with like 5,000 other people, because it's supposed to be this big refugee camp with mad fucking people. So it just get real. We couldn't do this shit during COVID. Yeah, this wasn't rocking with COVID. So waiting, I finally get my clothes, got my outfit. I'm like, all right, good. I'm ready to go. You know me, I'm ready to go. So anyways, they put our clothes in these huge Ziploc bags, if I remember. And I think we had to carry it with us on the bus and leave it in our seat, whatever. So anyways, now we head back to Manhattan. Mind you, I said we've been there from 7 a.m. We didn't get over to New York till about, I want to say, 1, 2? Sometime in the afternoon. Anyway, they gave us some little lunch or whatever. And, you know, I can't eat because I have a certain lifestyle, so I don't eat certain things. So, you know, I'm picking at the food, whatever. So now they take us, mind you, I told you, it was in Madison Square Garden, right? The home of those bitch-ass Knicks, right? I would never step foot in Madison Square Garden again. Fucking bums. So anyways, I'm in the locker room. We're in the Knicks locker room. So they putting the makeup on me. They're trying to cover up my line, my perfect hairline. They're trying to cover it up, make me look bummy. So as I'm sitting in hair and makeup, lady casually does a line of coke in front of me and continues with her day, as she should. She worked hard those years. She deserved to take a bump, right? Hey, do your thing. Never mind me. You do your thing. You take your bump of coke. So we're down there. We waiting. Finally, they take us. We walk onto the garden floor. This is my first time on the garden floor. I've been to the garden many a times. I think I even went, you know, was at a floor seat. I don't remember. Was I at a floor seat at a game? I was sitting behind the person that was on the floor seat. Anyway, so we're on the garden floor. They put us under this big bubble. We stay under there. Mad people. I see my fucking nephew there. I bump into mad other cats. We walking around, whatever. Anyway, so they tell us, look, listen, this is going to happen. You guys have to stay still, because when they pull the curtain off, you know, the crowd has to see you guys still. You can't move. You're supposed to look like a refugee, blah, 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 blah. Young Thug stood right in front of me. I didn't know this motherfucker was that tall. Matter of fact, I knew he was tall. This nigga, like, he was 6'8", because he had these big Yeezy boots on. And I kept calling the kid Lil Yachty, but it wasn't him. It was the kid with red. He had like these red braids. He was just casually smoking a cigarette at the spot. Young Thug fell asleep on the stage. It was crazy. So anyways, after having us stand under this damn big bubble for all these hours, I'm hearing the arena fill up. I hear people, you know, when they pulled that bitch off, MSG was packed like it was Jordan playing his last game there. I was like, holy shit, I'm on the garden floor. This bitch is packed. It felt electric. I felt it. It was dope. So anywho, mind you, they told us we couldn't move because, you know, the camera will come in our face from time to time. So whatever, I'm standing still. Me and homeboy, we got familiar throughout the day. The cat from Philly, good cat. So me and him chopping it up. So anyway, they still, you know, hey, Kanye is playing The Life of Pablo. It's the first time the crowd, any of us ever heard it. You're the only power, all of that. All of that shit is playing. I'm like, yo, this is some fly shit. I look over, I see fucking Kim Kardashian. I see the whole Kardashian clan. I was so hyped to see Northwest. I'm like, yo, it's Northwest. It's really you. You're the celebrity of the family. So I look over, I see Kanye, I see 50 was sitting right with the Kardashians, him and Ghost. Busta Rhymes, mad people, right? I said Ghost, Omari Hardwick. So mad people started, mad celebrities just coming in. And later on, find out Hov was there. Hov was sitting in the cut by himself. And he's debuting these songs. And I'm just like, I'm actually standing here in history. Because later on, when I look back at the footage, I'm like, I was right there. And I remember I caught myself in a Kardashian. He saw the back of my big ass head when it was at the Yeezy show. It was the episode they were at the Yeezy show. Of course, because they was there. But it was the episode that they were there. And you saw my big ass head on the screen. So I was on the Kardashians. Yes, I'm bragging. But, yeah. So whatever. The experience was cool. And whatnot. But to close it all, I don't think I would ever, ever do that shit again. It was just a whole lot of fucking waiting. I was freezing. I hated it being on my fucking feet that long. Not being able to interact. Couldn't even take no pic. I get it. They want to put the cameras away. You didn't want. I get it because, you know, whatever. It was whatever. But it was just never again. And for what we got paid? Nah, hell no. I'm not doing that shit again. Fuck out of here. Had the pay been a little bit better, I would have thought about it. But nah. Mm-mm. Never again, Kanye. Never again. Next time you going to want me to work for you, I'm working directly with you and I'm signing contract with you and I'm getting paid up front and I'm getting a nice fee. It got to start with six figures, but I would never do the show again. It was a great experience, something for me to put on my resume. Don't get it twisted. I'm thankful for the experience, yes. But as far as me getting on that and doing that show again, never, ever, 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 ever. Nope, 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 nope. 10,000 nopes. But yeah, that was my Yeezy experience. I'm sure a bunch of other people were there. I did see a couple of my peoples there. Seen some associates there, you know. It was an experience. It's an experience. If you experience it, that's dope. Because I've seen some things that day. Other things I'd rather not talk about. But I've seen some things even from the bus ride. I felt like I was going to Rikers. You know what I'm saying? You know, even from the bus ride, you saw some. You see a lot of unique people at these places. I never forget when we shooting on She's Gotta Have It for Spike Lee, and you met a lot of unique individuals, these artsy people. It's just, I don't call them weird, they're just unique to me. I think they're beautiful people, you know, just they're different, they're real eccentric. Like, it's dope stuff. You'll meet a lot of people, and again, you'll get familiar, see a lot of the same people on different sets. I've seen the same people on, I did this shit with Tay Diggs. I seen somebody there that I seen on Orange Is the New Black. And from Orange Is the New Black, I seen somebody on Narcos. Like, you'll see some of the same faces, which is a dope thing. And, yeah, man, so I had other good experiences on set. And besides, when I got off the set with Yeezy, I got home mad late. I'm like, damn. And usually, I'm never complaining about being on set because I could be on set all day and not complain, you know? Because it's what I love to do. But that, I'm not doing that shit again. Nope, 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 nope. Unless the paper is right. I mean, my other actor and stage friends will tell you, they know the experience. You love what you do so it doesn't feel like work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I remember one time we were shooting, Blue City? And we must have been on set for like 14, 15 hours that day. Oh my God, everybody was tired, but I would do it 100 more times. 100 more times. It was unexplainable. But yeah, y'all, that was my Yeezy experience. If y'all have any other, you know, experiences, you know, feel free. Send me an email. Send me a letter. I got to get back to that. I got to get back with correspondence with my listeners. I am so sorry. I just been so tied up with Doreen's Favorite that I'm sure y'all listen to by now. I'm sure. Don't worry. The link is going to be in the description for this album. Doreen's Favorite. Let's get back. I might end up doing two episodes this week. I might, because I need my listenership back up. I need y'all back, man. I'm not trying to lose y'all, all right? But please, your boy Biz, thank you for rocking out with me. This has been the Yeezy Experience. If you haven't already, download, stream Doreen's Favorite. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm hearing a lot of people who's bumping it out their whip. Like, I appreciate that, man. I had people telling me my album was a classic. Yo, I appreciate that. Don't wait for this shit to become popular to jump on board. That's all I'm telling y'all. You hear me? Doreen's Favorite. Go check that out. It's a new hype show. Yeah.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.